Which activities are best for a night out with your partner? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Tomlinson, assistant professor of psychology at Colgate University, explains how engagement in a shared activity can boost your relationship.
Popular wisdom tells us that families who play together stay together. Previous research finds that couples who do exciting activities together have happier relationships than couples who do pleasant activities. But what kinds of things does that really mean? Engagement in a shared activity is called self-expansion. Other studies focused on shared activities that get your heart rate going, like rollerblading together or learning to paddleboard. Such activities might help on a first date, but might not matter in ongoing relationships. We asked, is physical arousal truly necessary to gain benefits from shared activities? Our instinct was that joint experiences that are both fun and interesting create a stronger bond than those that are simply strenuous. We designed four studies to find out. First, we had married couples and friend pairs do tasks designed to be either fun and interesting or physically arousing. Results showed that people's perceptions of self-expansion and not arousal predicted both relationship and individual benefits. Meaning, what's important is enjoying something together, no matter if it's a board game or bungee jumping. Next, we wanted to see what people do in their everyday lives. We asked two large groups of people to think about the activities that they did in the past week with either their spouse or their closest friend. What mattered most? People's perceptions of how much fun they had together, not their active heart rates. Across four studies, our research team showed that fun, self-expanding activities can solidify your relationship. They can help you grow as a person and to associate that growth with your activity partner. It doesn't matter if the activity is physically demanding. So, when you're planning your next date night, opt for activities that both you and your partner know you'll enjoy, even if that involves sitting down and learning how to paint.
That was Jennifer Tomlinson of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.